of hope, inspiration, and resistance, and serve notice that this gifted singer and songwriter merits recognition as one of Africa's greatest young talents. While Zimbabwe's ancient musical traditions serve as the foundation of her music, she's the child of a globalized world, and her songs reflect her diverse multicultural influences. Her late father, Dumisani Marer, was a respected scholar and musician who moved the family to the U.S. in the 70s while pursuing a degree in ethnomusicology in Washington, in Seattle. Chimonisa was actually born in Olympia, Washington, in 76, and although she spent the first 7 years of her life away from Zimbabwe, the music of her family's homeland was a constant presence. So, again, I've been playing to you almost all of the album here of hers, released in 2008, Rebel Woman. I think this is such a beautiful album. Again, this is Chiwoniso, and I've been playing her music in lieu of Worku Ayelisho Shukshukta. He is not here today, but he will be back next week from 10 to 11. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are now transitioning into to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Here I am, Danya, and I would love to hear from you. The number is 822-2487. And so much to tell you about today with the Folk Music Festival, Folk Fest happening. Finally, we have their schedule out. That's happening July 16th to 18th. That's always such a beautiful festival here in the city, a gorgeous summer festival. Also, before then, we have the Jazz Fest coming up very soon, June 25th to July 4th, so I'll be reminding you of some of the shows happening as part of that festival here. So today's music is inspired by Africa. I received a note of the passing away of a very important woman in South African musical history. Vocalist Busi Mlongo has died. 62-year-old battled with breast cancer for several years and passed away in a Durban hospital June 15th. So I'm just going to read to you a few lines from this article here I have about her. She was more than just a singer. She was one of a handful of supreme, singular musical superstars produced by this country, South Africa. Her creativity, the breadth of her vision, and her gymnastic vocal range set her apart as someone who danced in the pantheon inhabited by the Beatles, Fela Kuti, and other musical innovators. There was no one like her before, and it's difficult to imagine anyone like her to follow. Mlongo's musical output was seminal. Maskanda music, characterized by the Zulu troubadour wandering the earth reflecting social blues, is a patriarchal space that, as a woman, she subverted and then came to dominate. Her first album, Babemu, released in 1991, which was recorded with her band Twasa, was a reflection of her own earlier travels in the U.S. and her experience of working the European casino and nightclub circuit in the 70s and 80s. It grasped Maskanda by the horns and jerked it forward into the 20th century, infusing it with R&B, jazz, and other musical genres. It also placed Maskanda music and her firmly on the international stage. So I don't have any of her music to share for you, to share with you today, but I am going to play a mix of music from Africa today, and we were just listening to Chiwoniso from Zimbabwe, but I'm also going to play for you some music from Burundi, from Mali, from Senegal, and also later on some music influenced by African roots, some Peruvian Creole music. So thank you, Ian, for passing on this information about this legendary singer who tragically passed away, and I will try to get some of her music to play on Kol Noredi. Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Kol Noredi, nomadic voice. So let's begin with the music. This is Kaja Nin. She is a singer from Burundi. She was born in Burundi as the youngest of a family of eight to a father who was a diplomat, and she studied music at an early age like most of her brothers and sisters. With her exceptional singing voice, at the age of seven, she became one of the lead vocalists in the Bujumbura choir and performed in the local cathedral there. She left Burundi for Zaire in 1975, got married in 78, and in 80 emigrated to Belgium with her two-year-old son. In 85, she met musician Nicolas Fishman, who helped her get a contract with BMG, and then her career kind of took off from there. So let's listen to her music. Kaja Nin, and you're listening to Kol Nodedi.
Shaka mambula aruka kama
Janine from Burundi. She's got 6 albums to date, and I just played to you off of Ya, which was released in 2000. Today, a bit of a selection of music from Africa is what we're beginning with here on Kol Nuridi, Nomadic Voice. And later on, some Peruvian music deeply influenced by African roots. So onwards, this is Dobe Nahore. And she, at the age of 12, announced to her father that she was not going to return to school. "I want to stay in the village like you," she asserted so forcefully that her father knew there was no talking her out of it. However, this was no ordinary village. Her father, a respected master drummer, singer, and actor, was a founding member of Village Kiyimbuk, one of Africa's most unique artist villages. And this would become the backdrop to her musical singing in terms of the landscape that would inspire her. The influence of this exceptional community and the creative environment in which she was raised can be heard on this album, Na Afriki, which is what I'm going to be playing for you right now. So this is Dobe Nahore on CITR 101.9 FM.
Mise be ini agunio palea be ini agune palea mise be ini agunio wolo anenu same ane bala kakabako wolo anenu same ane bolo kakabako palea be ini agune Palia mise be ini akunio wolo anenu same ane bolo kakabako wolo anenu same ane bolo kakabako hey megala lezenamo mene hey megala lezenamo mene وانا اشوف يا وغدوة بيك يا عمري يا قلبي فيك وحياتي ما بين ايديك خليني في عينيك راهو روحي ليك نحلم بيك وبدنيتي دنيتي غدوة فيك
Mabako mbele
ya hobi
كانت ليه.
The Calgary Folk Music Festival, a dreamlike balance of urban and bucolic, friendly and far out, super fly and earthy. Pioneering musical godfathers and grandmothers, plus rebels, romantics, and revolutionaries of the current decade. July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you around the world. The Calgary Folk Music Festival. Visit calgaryfolkfest.com.
All right. You were just listening to Dobe Nahore, and she has actually teamed up before with the next artist that I'm going to play for us, Habib Koite. So Habib Koite is from Mali and has released some beautiful, beautiful music, perhaps one of the most well-known performers internationally to come out of Mali. So again, today's music on Kol Nuruddi, Nomadic Voice, is evolves around Africa. And so I am sharing a selection of music from there, and later on some music from Peru that is influenced by its African origins. So again, you're listening to Kol Nuruddi. I would love to hear from you today. The number is 822-2487 here. So enjoy this. This is Habib Koite off of his album Afriki. Enjoy.
Fini nindula Khayi tomoro rotololo Menyonte sula rakuna Njena Aishele dula Sula ramusu Aishele dula Khayi tomoro rotololo Menyonte sula rakuna Lai lai la la
Ya rafatia Ya rafatia
Lai lai dunia
Ya rafatia Ya rafatia
Nibe tamila tambi Milafa dami
Ni besagila sagi
Lai lai la la Namania, inungalo betililine namania.
Ime fini ota soto.
Namania, inyare sora huili namania.
Ime fini ota soto.
Namania, itere sora mesili namania.
Ime fini ota soto.
Namania
Ine finio ta soto
bajane na manya
ime fini ota soto
korinande ma
namania
ikhangalo betilini na manya
ime fini ota soto namania
inungalo betilini na manya Sora mesele na manya
Ime fini ota soto Na manya
Itere sora mesele na manya
Listening to Kol Noreri, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Danya. Thank you for listening. You're listening right now to Malian guitarist Habib Koite. He's one of Africa's most popular and recognized musicians. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. He was born in 1958 in Fès, a Senegalese town situated on the railway line connecting Dakar to Niger, where his father worked on the construction of the tracks. 6 months after his birth, the Koite family returned to the regional capital of West Mali, Kayes, and then to Bamako. Habib comes from a noble line of Kasonke griots, traditional troubadours who provide wit, wisdom, and musical entertainment at social gatherings and special events. Habib grew up surrounded by 17 brothers and sisters and developed his unique guitar style, accompanying his griot mother. He inherited his passion for music from his paternal grandfather, who played the kamele's ngoni, a traditional four-stringed instrument associated with hunters from the Wassoulou region of Mali. He said, "Nobody really taught me to sing or to play the guitar. I watched my parents, and it washed off on me." He was headed for a career as an engineer, but on the insistence of his uncle, who recognized Habib's musical talent, he enrolled at the National Institute of Arts in Bamako, Mali. In 78, after only 6 months, he was made conductor of this National Institute of the Arts Star, the school's prestigious band. He studied music for 4 years, graduating at the top of his class in 82. During his studies, Habib had the opportunity to perform and play with a series of recognized Malian artists, including Kele Tigui Diabate and Toumani Diabate. He sang and played on Toumani Diabate's 1991 release, Shake the World. And Kele Tigui Diabate is now a full-time member of Habib's band. He takes some unique approaches to playing the guitar. He tunes his instrument to the pentatonic scale and plays on an open strings as one would on a kamale ngoni. At other times, Habib plays music that sounds closer to the blues or flamenco, two styles he studied under Kalilu Traore, a veteran of the legendary Afro-Cuban band Maravillas du Mali. Unlike the griots, his singing style is restrained and intimate with varying cadenced rhythms and melodies. Mali has rich and diverse musical traditions, which have many regional variations and styles that are particular to the local cultures. Habib is unique because he brings together different styles, creating a new pan-Malian approach that reflects his open-minded interest in all types of music. The predominant style played by Habib is based on the dansa, a popular rhythm from his native city of Kayes. I hope I'm pronouncing that all right. He calls his version dansa doso, a Bambara term he coined that combines the name of the popular rhythm with the word for hunter's music, doso, one of Mali's most powerful and ancient musical traditions. He said, "I put these two words together to symbolize the music of all ethnic groups in Mali. I'm curious about all the music in the world, but I make music from Mali. In my country, we have so many beautiful rhythms and melodies. Many villages and communities have their own kind of music. Usually, Mali musicians play only their own ethnic music, but me, I go everywhere. My job is to take all these traditions and to make something with them, to use them in my music." So again, I've been playing to you from Habib Koite and Bamada. This album was released, I believe, in 2007 by Kumbancha. It's been doing some really interesting things. Pretty young record label, sort of sister label to Putumayo. It's just a few years old now, maybe 5 or 6 years old, and they've been doing some wonderful things. You're listening to Kol Noredi. This is CITR. And, oh my goodness, I didn't even say Happy Father's Day to all you amazing fathers out there, especially my own. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Abba. Hope you're having a beautiful morning. So I hope all of you fathers and would-be fathers are having a fantastic day. Again, this is Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Just want to let you know about a few Jazz Fest concerts coming up. or rather remind you. The Tomas Danko Quintet, smoldering Slavic soul driven by grainy tone trumpet. And Tord Gustafsson Ensemble, gospel-inflected hymns, lullabies, and minimalistic grooves. That's Wednesday, June 30th at the BC Honda Dealers Classic Sounds at the Center. Strands and Farah, I think they have a really interesting, maybe an inaccurate way of describing them. I'm reading just off of the Jazz Fest schedule here. Strands and Farah, it says, think Gypsy Kings, but more daring, more astonishing. Not sure I agree with that. But they are interesting. I like their sort of meandering guitar playing and often very, very much taking you through transporting journeys through jungles. And Gypsy Kings are more straight flamenco and Spanish gypsy. Maybe that's why I'm more connected to them. But anyway, Strands and Farah are pretty fiery themselves, no doubt. That's Friday, July 2nd. Pacifica, global pop in the vein of Thievery Corporation and Bebel Gilberto. That's July 1st. Celso Machado solo, infectious vocals, irresistible rhythm, and inspired lunacy. That is June 28th, and Celso, I believe, is a local here. What else here did I want to tell you about? Franca Massu, Sardinian chanteuse, celebrates the musical traditions of the Mediterranean. That is Saturday, June 26th. Sunday, June 27th is Raul Midon, great songwriting blending flamenco, jazz, and R&B. In any case, pick up a schedule for yourself. And check out coastaljazz.ca. It's a pretty exciting lineup. All right, so earlier in the show, I mentioned that I would be playing some Afro-Peruvian Creole music for you, and that is just what I'm going to do. So, in fact, I have several CDs that are just packed with beautiful music that I got when I was in my trip to Peru this past winter. And something got a little buggered up with my computer today, and so I don't have too much information to give you about the performers and background on the performers, but that's not going to stop me from playing them for you because I think this music is so beautiful. So, música criolla, it's a category of Peruvian music which combines mainly African, Spanish, and Andean influences. Afro-Peruvian music was first created by African slaves in Peru during the colonial period and beyond. The most popular genre of música criolla in Peru is the marinera, and it's said to be the national dance of Peru. Also, valando is a form of blues music popular in Peru, and I'm going to play for you a really reinterpreted, very interesting version of a lando piece. We're going to end with that, actually. But beforehand, let's start off with some traditional Peruvian Creole music. So see what you think of this. You're listening to Col Norodí, and this is CITR.
Shine kene ya dama neba
neba neba ye puma mi fonya na mi janara neba neba se duermen
tus ojochitos, cariño bonito, por donde andarás, siento que vienen tus pies chiquititos, cariño bonito, cuando volverás. Duele tu ausencia cuando estoy solito, cariño bonito, ven, ven, te quiero más. Y si no sabes que te necesito, pasa un ratito por mi soledad. Yo sé que al verme cantando solito, cariño bonito, tendrás que llorar. Yo sé que al verme cantando solito, cariño bonito, tendrás que llorar.
Cariño,
tú regresa a mi lado.
Ven acá, cariño.
Yo sé que me quieres.
Cariño, cariño.
Tu amor no se muere.
Ven acá, cariño.
No me has olvidado. Yo te extrañaré.
Tú me extrañarás.
Te recordaré.
Me recordarás.
Yo te buscaré.
Tú me buscarás.
Yo te encontraré. Tú me encontrarás. Perdonaré,
me perdonará,
siempre te querré,
siempre me querrás,
siempre te diré,
siempre me dirás,
cariño, 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 donde se duermen tus ojos chinitos, cariño bonito, por donde andarás. A mi lado.
Venga acá, cariño.
Yo sé que me quieres.
Cariño, cariño.
Tu amor no se muere.
Cariñito.
No me has olvidado. Yo te extrañaré.
Te extrañarás.
Te recordaré.
Te recordarás.
Yo te buscaré.
Tú me buscarás.
Yo te encontraré. Tú me encontrarás. Te perdonaré.
Me perdonarás.
Siempre te querré.
Siempre me querrás.
Siempre te diré.
Siempre me dirás.
Cariño, 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 cariño. ¿Dónde se duermen tus ojos chinitos? Cariño bonito, ¿por dónde andarás?
Confesarte mi cariño, quisiera que comprendas mi dolor. No sé cómo poder explicar mi afecto, mi pasión, mi amor. Más temo el llegar a fracasar. Tal vez será por falta de optimismo que me haga rehusar mi confesión. No puedo soportarlo, más presiento que me aceptarás y entonces por mi triunfo cantaré. Feliz seré, entre tus brazos me enterneceré, a los acordes de un modesto vals la dicha entera te la brindaré. Anita, ven, acariciarme como anhelo yo. Si tú comprendes bien la realidad, no atormente por piedad mi ser. Entre tus brazos. brazo me enterneceré, a los acordes de un modesto vals, la dicha entera te la brindaré. Anita, ven, acariciarme como anhelo yo, si tú comprendes bien la realidad, no atormente por piedad.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
All right, that was some pretty cool jazz. Listen to the jazz, though. Jazz show on CITR 101.9 FM. Right now, you are listening to Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice, here, World Music Show, every or most Sundays from 11 to 12 noon. Today's music focuses on a selection of music from Africa, and now African-influenced music. So we go to Peru, where Musica Criollo was born. So a little bit about that. The coastal music of Peru evolved within a more Creole context, combining Spanish, African, and indigenous elements through the centuries of colonial rule and after independence. While historically neglected until recently, Afro-Peruvian music contains a wealth of rhythms and dances that have been that have seen a resurgence in popularity within the latter half of the 20th century to today, and are quickly spreading to other areas of the Americas. Black Peruvian music features a tricultural blending of instruments, including the Spanish guitar, the cajon, which is a wooden box drum that's sat upon and played with the hands on the front and sides. I have one, it's beautiful. And the quijada, which is the jawbone of a mule or donkey that has been dried so that the loose teeth produce a rattling sound. They're very intense looking, but fascinating. In some areas, a gourd drum called the checo or the angara is also added, and contemporary groups have added the electric bass, Cuban conga drums, and African-derived cowbells to their ensembles. The styles range from more Spanish-derived forms, such as the jarana and the socabón, to Creole styles, such as the marinera, and more African-derived styles, such as the landó and the festejo, the latter two being the most popular for dancing. Song texts include the usual gamut of popular and social themes, but many songs chronicle the social and historical events of the era of slavery. The dances also reflect the cultural and ethnic mixture of the Peruvian coast, with the festejo being the most sensual and lively. Popular artists like Susana Baca, Eva Ayón, and the group Peru Negro have popularized these forms in recent years and introduced international audience to this rich tradition. So I have a little mix here of Peruvian Creole music. We began with a song called Cariño, actually Cariño something, but as I mentioned here, my computer was misbehaving this morning, so that's only part of the name of the song, Cariño, and the artist was Zambo Cavero. And we are also listening to the track you just heard before I started talking, was a group called Los Morochucos and a piece called Anita. Let's listen to another couple of tracks here of Afro-Peruvian Creole music. You're listening to Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Podrás negar la luz de tu mirada, también podrás negar ese calor que ayer me diste, pero jamás impedirás que aún te ame como ayer y que al oír tu nombre sin querer me duela el corazón. Pero jamás impedirás que aún te ame como ayer y que al oír tu nombre sin querer me duela el corazón. Y aquí en este rincón yo iré a atardecer mi vida sin tu amor, sin la fuerza que a diario me impulsó a luchar y a soñar. Si me fallaste tú, ¿y en quién creer? ¿Para qué comenzar de nuevo a andar? Si siempre tendría miedo de tropezar con otro como tú. Y aquí en este rincón yo iré a atardecer mi vida sin tu amor, sin la fuerza que a diario me impulsó a luchar y a soñar. Si me fallaste tú, ¿y en quién creer? ¿Para qué comenzar de nuevo a andar? Si siempre tendría miedo de tropezar con otro como tú. Podrás negar la luz de tu mirada, también podrás negar ese calor que ayer me diste, pero jamás impedirás que aún te ame como ayer y que al oír tu nombre sin querer me duele el corazón. Pero jamás impedirás que aún te ame como ayer y que al oír tu nombre sin querer me duele el corazón. Atardecer mi vida sin tu amor, sin la fuerza que a diario me impulsó a luchar y a soñar. Si me fallaste tú, ¿y en quién creer? ¿Para qué comenzar de nuevo a andar? Si siempre tendría miedo de tropezar con otro como tú. Y aquí en este rincón yo miraré atardecer mi vida sin tu amor, sin la fuerza que a diario me impulsó a luchar y a soñar. Si me fallaste tú, ¿y en quién creer? ¿Para qué comenzar de nuevo a andar? Si siempre tendría miedo de tropezar con otro como tú.
Guitarrista, búsqueme la nota, quiero entonar un canto. Disculpe si mi voz ya no es la misma de antes para acompañarla, pero es que ya hace tiempo de tanto implorar está cansada y rota, ahogada por la droga y el licor maldito que ya ni consuela. Amigo guitarrista, búsqueme la nota, quiero entonar un canto. Ayúdeme a sacar del fondo de mi pecho tantas cosas tristes, recuerdos de un ayer que al pasar por mi mente ahondan mi quebranto, haciéndome beber, maldecir y llorar un infame querer. Anoche cuanto más me emborrachaba, como un loco me rasgaba donde tengo el corazón. Amigo, tengo miedo a esta locura, disimule mi amargura, ayúdeme en mi canción. Amigo, tengo miedo a esta locura, disimule mi amargura, ayúdeme en mi canción. abajo me rasgaba, donde tengo el corazón. Amigo, tengo miedo a esta locura, disimule mi amargura, ayúdeme en mi canción. Amigo, tengo miedo a esta locura, disimule mi amargura, ayúdeme en mi canción.
What an abrupt cut there. So this is a pretty old album that is just packed with music, and you can kind of hear like the hush or the buzz of the record player there in the background. That was Amigo Guitarista, Panchito Jimenez. So this is Peruvian Creole music. Before we were listening to the performer Veronica with a song called Jaime Impebidas. You're listening to Kol Noredi. This is CITR. Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers listening here, but especially mine. Happy Father's Day, Abba. I hope you're enjoying this music if you're listening. We're going to end off here with a track, or maybe two, off of Nova Lima, who is doing some really, really cool musical things, breaking down many borders musically and in terms of genre and in terms of cultures. So that is to come in a couple minutes. First, before I forget, again, the Vancouver Folk Fest lineup schedule is out, and I just want to let you know about some really awesome sounding gigs. So the Folk Fest is July 16th, 17th, and 18th. So just to give you a little glimpse of who's going to be there. Las Alegres Ambulancias from Colombia. Since 1905, village singers, drummers, and dancers have preserved the rich Afro-Colombian traditions of Palenque de San Basilio, founded by escaped slaves in the 1600s. Their descendants share them with us. Also, Natasha Atlas, holy moly, I haven't heard of her in a while, so she's a well-known diva, Anglo-Egyptian vocal powerhouse, delivers a beat-driven melting pot of Arabic, North African, and Western sounds. Very sensual voice. Debashish Bhattacharya from India. This virtuoso creator of Indian raga slide guitar brilliantly bridges centuries-old tradition with modern inspiration. Also, Bukman Experience from Haiti. High-energy Haitian folk, voodoo music, and Caribbean rhythms fueled by spirituality, activism, and hope. And guess what? A band that I love, 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 Calexico from Calexico, USA, are coming. Prepare for a cinematic road trip complete with desert dust and the traditional sounds of Mexico and the American Southwest. Beautiful, beautiful influences from mariachi too, some unbelievable brass with Calexico. I would go to that. I hope to go to that, actually. Alex Cuba from BC layers funk, jazz, and pop over a foundation of Cuban elements to create a fresh take on Latin music. And El Puchero del Hortelano from Spain, a melodically addictive mix of flamenco-infused pop, rock, rumba, and Andalusian rhythms. All right. More to come next week. That's just a little taste. So, I just wanted to leave you off here with some Nova Lima. Again, they are doing some amazing things. Since its formation in 2001, Nova Lima has been breaking down boundaries, uniting seemingly irreconcilable genres, communities, and generations to create an inspiring movement that has revolutionized the music scene in their native Peru. Founded by four friends from Lima with a shared passion for both traditional Afro-Peruvian music and modern DJ culture, Nova Lima searches for the common ground between past and future, between tradition and innovation. Their efforts have also helped bridge the divide between the Peruvian mainstream and the Afro-Peruvian community, a minority population that has struggled against discrimination and the threat of cultural disillusion for generations. While their sound is futuristic and cutting edge, the roots of their music stretch back hundreds of years to the times of slavery and Spanish colonial rule. In a far too familiar tale, African slaves were brought to Peru as early as the 1500s until the middle of the 19th century, establishing an outpost of African culture in South America. And over the years, the soul and rhythms of Africa blended with the melodies and instruments of Europe and the Andes, and the result is a rich musical repertoire that has existed for generations on the periphery of Peruvian popular culture. So, this is Nova Lima, a collective of DJs from Peru, and this is their album Coba Coba. I'm going to play for you a song called Africa Lando. The Lando is a genre of Afro-Peruvian music that's typified by its slow, deliberate tempo and lyrics that often decry the struggles of slavery. So, see what you think of this beautiful piece. This is Nova Lima. You've been listening to Colno de Di on CITR. Thank you very much for listening. Happy Father's Day to you fathers out there, and especially my own. And see you next week on Colno de Di, Nomadic Voice, Sundays 11 to 12. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Cañete a Tambuctú, a Chancay, a Mozambique.